Welcome to Share Talk. This is John Adamson. I'm with Ian Mann, who's the CEO of ECSC Group, Bradford-based cybersecurity company IPO'd on AIM at the back end of last year. Ian, welcome. Nice to speak to you.
Nice to speak to you, John.
Could you just give us a brief introduction about your company for private investors who may not be necessarily aware of what you do?
Yes, we're an established cybersecurity company, been going since 2000, with a long track record of organic growth and profitability. And we successfully came onto AIM at the end of last year. We've raised £5 million to accelerate growth and to accelerate our organic growth, which is to meet the demand that's there in the marketplace. There's a lot of demand for people who are suffering cybersecurity breaches and needing to increase their defences. And we do a mixture of two things for people. We either work as consultants and help them improve their own security, or we also do outsourced services. So we have a security operations centre in the UK, and we manage people's cybersecurity and monitor their networks for intrusions, and then do incident response to sort out the problems if they have a breach.
Okay. So you've had an RNS out this morning, just with a brief kind of trading update. Do you want to just give us an overview of what that says to the market?
Yes, the update today is really saying that the earnings we're expecting for 2016 are in line with market expectations, and that equates to an organic growth in the order of about 35%. And we achieved that in the same year that we were also preparing for IPO. So we're very pleased with those results, and it's another year of successful organic growth for us.
Yeah, I mean, I've noticed you've got some quite high-profile clients from FTSE 100 in particular. Do you just want to give us an overview in terms of the number of clients maybe you've got in that area?
Yeah, we work for clients across all sectors. We don't discuss specific clients given the nature of what we do for them,
sure.
But we have worked for 10% of the FTSE 100. And although we gain our business within the UK, we have worked across 25 countries as well, helping clients across different regions with their security.
Okay. So, I mean, and I can see you've got quite ambitious growth plans. So in terms of 2017, the recent investor presentation on your website talks about you're looking for a step change in your sort of economic outlook. Could you sort of expand further on that?
Yeah, market expectations are that we will grow significantly this year with the investments, significant increase in staff numbers, and our revenues should grow from a like-to-like from about 3.5 for the 12-month period in 2016 to about 6 million in 2017, and then in 2018 to in excess of 11 million.
Okay, I mean, I can see that you've taken on 30 new staff recently. Could you give us more of an idea of what those staff have been taken on to do and how that's going to affect your plans moving forward?
Yeah, at the point of flotation, we had just less than 60 people. We're now at over 90 people. So we've taken on a group of salespeople into our three-week sales academy and trained those salespeople. And now we're adding delivery people on the back of that. We're also opening up new facilities. So we've opened a new sales office in Leeds in Yorkshire. We've got an incident response centre opening in London so we can get to incidents more timely for people within the M25. And our managed security operation, we're also extending that to Australia, not to address the Australian market, but to give ourselves better 24/7 coverage. So if somebody has a breach in the middle of the night, we can respond quicker.
Okay, is that a 24-hour service that you run there?
Yes, it is. And what the Australian office gives us better coverage for weekends and through the night as well by having people on a 24/7 basis rather than on call.
Okay, and I've also just seen this morning that you've had there's been an updated broker note from Stockdale Securities. Do you want to just give a brief mention about what that's saying?
Yeah, so the broker note is really predicting our growth over the next few years and also confirming that the expectations are being met for 2016. So it's really confirming that we're on track and that we're executing our plan and things are going according to plan as described at the IPO.
Okay, excellent. So I'm also aware that you're going to be appearing at a number of events over the next few months and the rest of the year, as listed on your website. Do you want to just give investors a brief idea of what they may get from coming to those events and what you're going to be speaking about?
Yeah, the main news really this year for cybersecurity is there's some new legislation that will be enacted by May 2018. And the headline difference this makes for companies is that currently the Information Commissioner's Office can hand out fines of up to £500,000. But under the new legislation, that fine can go up to 4% of global turnover. So as an example, TalkTalk, when they had their breach, were fined by the Information Commissioner's Office £400,000. Under the new legislation, that could be in excess of £70 million fine. So this is really quite a step change for organisations in terms of the penalties. So people really need to prepare for that. And another feature of the new legislation is currently there is no legal obligation to report a breach. But under the new legislation, breaches have to be reported within 72 hours. And that's going to be a real challenge for organisations to detect breaches and prepare information ready to report to the Information Commissioner's Office. Typically, at the moment, people take a couple of weeks usually to report, if they report at all. So having to report in 72 hours means they really need to prepare new systems to detect breaches and uncover what's gone wrong.
Okay, so I mean, would I be right in thinking that you're probably looking to attract businesses to come to those events also to actually hear that kind of thing that you're saying?
Yeah. The main audience there is clients who want to improve their security and senior managers and executives who want to learn more about what the legislation means and how they need to improve their security. They're not particularly events directly for investors.
Okay, that's great. That's good to know. Okay, so Ian, if I'm an investor, why would I want to invest in ECSC Group this year?
I think most people recognise that cybersecurity is a big growth area. I think what makes us different is that we've been an established company for more than 15 years and we've got a track record of sustained organic growth and profitability. And so what you can expect from us is investing the proceeds of the flotation and then getting back into our organic growth and back into profitability very quickly.
Thank you very much for your time. That was Ian Mann, CEO of ECSC Group.